When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go. Straight down Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me, just come on by if anything she can do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me. If I spring a leak, she mends me. I don't have to speak, she defends me. Drunkard's dream, if I ever did see one. Good luck had you stung me, to the racetrack I'd go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show. Odds were in my favor, I had 'em 5-1. When that nagged a wind come around the track, sure enough, he had won. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me. If I spring a leak, she mends me. I don't have to speak, she defends me. Drunkard's dream, if I ever did see one. I took up all of my winnings and I gave my little Bessie half. She tore it up and blew it in my face just for a laugh. There's one thing in the whole wide world I sure would like to see. That's when that little love of mine dips a donut in my tea. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me. If I spring a leak, she mends me. I don't have to speak, she defends me. A drunkard dream, if I ever did see one. Now me and my mate were back at the shack. We had Spike Jones on the box. She said, I can't take the way he sings, but I love to hear him talk. Now it just gave my heart a fall to the bottom of my feet. And I swore as I took another pull, my Bessie can't be beat. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me. If I spring a leak, she defends me. I don't have to speak, she defends me. A drunkard dream, if I ever did see one. Now it's hot in California, up north it's freezing cold. And this living off the road is getting pretty old. So I guess I'll call up my big mama, tell her I'll be rolling in. But you know, deep down, I'm kind of tempted. Go and see my Bessie again. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me. If I spring a leak, she mends me. I don't have to speak, she defends me. A drunkard's dream, if I ever did see one. I'm Chuck Gregory, and this is the New American Dream Radio Show, and we are streaming live on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. It's listener-supported radio, so you make sure you head on over there to freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. Show them some love. Show them some support. Because they keep two streams of talk and music going pretty much 24/7. They're good people. They deserve a little bit of a leg up there. So head on over there. freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. Look for that donation button and don't forget how to use it. I am proud now to introduce my friend and co-host, Mike Palachek, an American writer.
Hello, Chuck. Tonight we welcome these special guests, Richard Flamer, Frank Cordero, Jim Fetzer, Philip Peruzzio, and Thomas Wortman. So this Thursday evening, we are gathering for the New American Dream Radio Show in Fort Lauderdale, in Port Orange, in Des Moines, Iowa, in northern Minnesota, in Madison, Wisconsin, in Cleveland, Ohio, in Chiapas, Mexico, San Cristobal de las Casas, Chiapas, Mexico, and wherever you are. And now my recommended list for May 9th. As we all continue on our path to becoming fully woke, YouTube, The Jimmy Dore Show, D-O-R-E, Jimmy Dore Show, Tina Foster, Plastic Maca, Paul McCartney is Dead, Richard Dolan, YouTube, Managing Conspiracy Theories, How the CIA Created the Term, Richard Dolan. JimFetzer.org, On the Mockeries of America's New Pearl Harbor. Jack Mullen draws attention to one of the most difficult to grasp aspects of 9/11, which was the faking of all four of the official 9/11 crash sites, where Flight 11 and Flight 77 were not even scheduled to fly that day, and where pilots for 9/11 Truth tracked Flight 93, Shanksville, and Flight 175, South Tower, and determined that Flight 93 was over Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, after it had officially crashed in Shanksville, and that Flight 175 was over Harrisburg and Pittsburgh after it had officially hit the South Tower. Where I have presented the evidence in 9/11, who was responsible and why. We are talking about physical and engineering impossibilities, which mean that unless the laws of physics and of engineering were suspended on 9/11, we have been given fake images of planes hitting the Twin Towers. Where the question becomes, how was it done? YouTube, Andre Vilcek, NATO, Canada, and Western Imperialism. Also recommended, democracynow.org, commondreams.org, Information Clearinghouse, nukeresistor.org. These well-known websites will not touch the real truth of 9/11, Sandy Hook, and Boston for some reason. So we know they are compromised at some level, but they give us valuable information. Use them as a tool to understand your world. Also recommended, Sandy Hook, Posner versus Fetzer lawsuit, defendant's motion for summary judgment. Find the full article at jamesfetzer.org. Andre Vilcek, a world-traveling real journalist, asks us to realize what is the real world and to fight with those who are fighting. Reject the Western world's wealth and arrogance. Join with the oppressed. Really do it. As for me, I've long hoped that my books and this radio show are some way to do that. And now with the Sandy Hook lawsuit brought against Jim Fetzer, Moonrock Books, and me, it is an opportunity to get a glimpse behind the curtain of what is really happening in the world and how so much is manipulated by governments and controlled media. It is a way to fight. Because if the world can know the truth behind Sandy Hook and Boston and Parkland, Oklahoma City, 9/11, the San Diego Synagogue false flag, the North Carolina false flag, and the others, we can really know our world, our country, our rulers, stop wars, and bring the world more into line with how things should really be, where people are not poor and people are not having bombs dropped upon their heads because of where they live. I believe all of this badness is based in a United States mainstream media that is controlled by the CIA, the FBI. It seems unbelievable. It's meant to be. These false flags are meant to groom us, to make us amenable to wars. It is a battle for the mind, for the soul as well, and we are fighting.
Our first guest of the evening is Philip Ferrugia. Phil joins us each week from Port Orange, Florida, and Phil's columns are presented on the internet all over, many, many sites. Just Google for Philip Ferrugio, that's F-A-R-R-U-G-G-I-O, and you will find some great columns, great opinion pieces. And now, without further ado, I am happy to introduce Philip Ferrugia with It's the Empire, Stupid!
Good evening, Working Stiffs. Caged. You know, in Stanley Kubrick's classic film, Spartacus, we can see the caged area where the gladiators fought. If you fork out pay-per-view fees from $50 to $65, you can watch our modern-day gladiators go at it. Oh, they don't fight to the death. But this combination of wrestling, boxing, and kickboxing, using those tiny gloves the weightlifters use, can be painful and physically damaging. And the natives just love this shit. They don't see the need to watch traditional boxing, as it's not violent enough for them. Yet we aficionados of the sweet science always felt it was too violent at times. This writer wanted to see boxers wear headgear like the amateurs do. Well, times sure have changed, and not for the better. Pro football, any football, is a violent sport. Having played the game for four of my college years, things were rough at times. When they began using the head, or as they called it, the snoot, around 1970 or so, to block and tackle, it got really dangerous. I knew then, as I was too chicken-sit to put my head first as I blocked, that this was not a good idea. Well, everyone disagreed, and the head as a weapon became in vogue. Now, finally, after countless injuries and too many deaths, the masses of football are seeing the light. Perhaps they can see the same light and teach our young folks about the excessive and primitive violence in this misclassified sport of ultimate fighting. One guess is that the cage fight has become, in the minds of many viewers, almost like the characters from their violent video games they all played growing up. You know the saying, violence begets violence. And thus many of our now 20 and 30 and even 40-something people grew up watching our two shock and awe campaigns against Iraq in 91 and 2003. The mainstream media was filled with our carpet bombing the shit out of that nation. The mowing down of retreating Iraqi soldiers from above was right out of a video game. And of course, the 2007 Apache helicopter slaughter of 19 Iraq men walking peacefully made WikiLeaks and Chelsea Manning famous. So we have established that pro football and ultimate fighting are violent. Sadly, many Americans love violence as long as they are not on the receiving end of it. Too many of them even can enjoy dishing it out at times, making the big dick theory valid. Yet not too many out there in these American wastelands can enjoy seeing or hearing about unarmed black men being gunned down by the police. Even that is beyond the pale, except for the few virulent racists among them. So when 70% of the NFL happens to be black, and the average salary of these guys is well over $2 million a year, cannot they afford to use their power and prestige to set an example? I say power because, just ponder this for a minute, how in the hell can they suspend or release players who refuse to stand and salute during the anthem, if even 50% of players, black and white, refuse to do that? Remember Gandhi? When he called for a nationwide strike by native Indian workers, he called it a day of prayer and not a strike or walkout. Well, if the millionaire NFL black and even some white players really cared about sending a message to the nation's masters, they simply would call in sick the following week and thus not be able to play, if even one of their guys was reprimanded, suspended, or released. Sometimes the cage is not visible at all. Yet we are all living in one here at home. We who love our nation truly wish to see all the cages gone. Those who work for exploitive wages under unsafe conditions are in cages. Families paying exorbitant rents to landlords who do as little as possible for them are in cages. Our phony and manipulated two-party, one-party system keeps us in electoral cages without the key freedom of choice from viable third parties. When we continue to occupy Afghanistan, as we did in Iraq, the citizens there are caged to a certain extent. Our use of the International Monetary Fund keeps so many citizens of too many nations caged through massive austerity measures. Our young students are, for the most part, caged for the propaganda that the Pentagon pays for and the excessive corporate advertising on their school's television stations. Funny how I used to love to go to the zoo. No more. Thank you.
We have again received word from Randall from Stevens Point. I got my gun in my truck. I told you I'm heading for the woods and up the mountain. And that's where I am right now. I can see y'all from right here through my scope. Don't worry, I got the safety on. Okay, it's on now. Tell Bubba Jean I always loved her. Don't follow me. I got on my camel socks. You'd never find me. When you hear about the big shootout and all that, then that'll probably be me. Randall's note continues.
You noticed how the government continues the whole false flag story in each case, committed to the bit, as with big background stories about the so-called Boston bombers. I guess they have the money. At least half of all our tax dollars and news media corporations worth billions of dollars securely in hand. It's amazing, but hardly any wonder. The essence of any false flag terror event is a story. It has to be compelling and has to hit us on an emotional level. It must feature heroes, villains, victims, and an assortment of supporting players. It must have a setting, both in space and time, which becomes an essential part of its core message. The story will have a plot and subplots that are heartbreaking, angering, inspiring, and uniting, even if ultimately causing anxiety and a sense of helplessness in the audience. Our sense of security is temporarily threatened by a disorienting act of violence. But we're reassured that those in authority will protect us and that we will find strength in overcoming the adversity.
And more from Randall. Dave McGowan has explained why people are so hostile to the idea that Apollo was not what we were told. It is not the lie itself that scares people. It is what that lie says about the world around us and how it really functions. For if NASA was able to pull off such an outrageous hoax before the entire world and then keep that lie in place for four decades, what does that say about the control of information we receive? What does that say about the media and the scientific community and the educational community and all the other institutions we depend on to tell us the truth? What does that say about the very nature of the world we live in? This is why the term conspiracy theorist has been cultivated and baked into our culture to defend those in power from having the big lies challenged.
And now a few headlines from Common Dreams, Democracy Now!, Information Clearinghouse, and the Nuclear Resistor. From Common Dreams, we are in a constitutional crisis. Groups deliver 10 million petitions demanding Trump impeachment. Better health insurance begets better life. Where has our love gone? It's missing from progressive politics. Pentagon unleashes new weapon. Will the U.S. start a war with Iran? From Democracy Now!, bodies of four migrants found in Arizona as trial of humanitarian aid volunteer wraps up. Trump laughs and jokes as his supporters suggest shooting migrants. Shocking UN report warns up to a million species are at risk of extinction due to human activity. Trump pardons soldier who murdered naked, unarmed Iraqi prisoner. From Information Clearinghouse, top CIA analyst, Israel partisans push U.S. to war. D is for a dictatorship disguised as a democracy. The architects of regime change, chaos, destruction, and death. The architects of regime change in Venezuela and Iran know only too well that their interventions never bring about anything beyond chaos, destruction, and death. Our overlords are not deluded pie-in-the-sky dreamers, but clear-sighted, rational merchants of nightmares, where we see endless despair and violence as a result of their meddling. They see a surge in share prices. From the Nuclear Resistor, 23 arrests at Good Friday blockade of Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab. Those stories and more at nukeresistor.org, informationclearinghouse.info, democracynow.org, and commondreams.org. Up in our next half hour, we will hear from Frank Cordero and Richard Flamer in Des Moines. well, Des Moines and Chiapas, Mexico, I should say. Please stay tuned to Revolution Radio, the listener-sponsored alternative to the lies presented elsewhere, day in and day out.
Moonrock Books. We're a group of scholars, experts, and authors who feel the world really needs saving, and that resisting the American Empire is the right thing to do. People are starved for truth. They are given lies. They subsist on lies, but it's not really living. People are not watching TV news. They're ceasing to read newspapers, too, because they know by now they will not find it there. The biggest battle being fought anywhere is with information. If the people can receive the truth, they will do the right thing. We are publishing the truth about Sandy Hook, about the Boston bombing, about the moon landings, about the Holocaust, and much, much more. The truth. It falls upon us to fight the empire and save the world. Join us, Moonrock Books.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream-of-consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And now, a memo in a Boone's Farm bottle. Some messages we have been receiving from listeners by email, chat room, telephone, telegraph, and telepathy. We hear now from Professor Rutherford P. Roswell. And now, another school shooting not far from Columbine in Highlands Ranch. They already have a hero who sacrificed himself. My default reaction? Another deep state operation to demonize gun ownership. But only one was killed, eight injured. Genuine, staged, or false flag? The story has already changed once. First, they said it was two males. A day later, it's one female, one male. We have a liberal government, governor, and house. My guess, it will take them a few days to debate a new reasonable gun grab measure. Yes, it looks completely staged. Dozens of police cars neatly parked at the scene. Kids smiling with their hands raised. Bottled water, which is present at virtually every drill, on hand. Report from a correspondent who was only blocks away that the area was shut down too fast and reporters were already there. The USA is good at one thing, massive legal corruption. The Congress and state governments of the USA sanction corruption, hoaxes, and fraud. It's the most amazing reality in world history. It's a rich, nuclear-armed banana republic. The USA stands for one thing, fakery. 99% of the U.S. population is dumb and proud of it.
A memo in a Boone's Farm bottle. Some messages we've been receiving from listeners by email, chat room, telephone, telegraph, and telepathy.
Our next guest for the show is Frank Cordero. Frank Cordero, as always, joins us from the Des Moines Catholic Worker in Des Moines, Iowa. As you all know, Frank is a former Catholic priest. He founded the Des Moines Catholic Worker many decades ago, and he's led a life of serving the poor and also protesting against the United States military and spent many years in county jails and federal prisons for doing such. And now we're going to hear the conversation between Chuck Gregory and Frank Cordero.
Hello, Chuck.
Well, hello, Frank.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, another week.
Yeah, it sure is.
Let me. I just have to go downstairs and see if it.
Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Wadia will remain a dictatorship.
Or be quiet.
Why are you guys so anti-dictators? Imagine if America was a dictatorship.
You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth.
You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You could ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education. Your media would appear free, but would secretly be controlled by one person and his family. You could wiretap phones. You could torture foreign prisoners. You could have rigged elections. You could lie about why you go to war. You could fill your prisons with one particular racial group, and no one would complain. You could use the media to scare the people into supporting policies that are against their interests.
Tune in Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for Liberation Nation with Deacon John, where America comes to hear the truth.
I know this is hard for you Americans to imagine, but please try.
Ohio Exo Politics will be on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Studio A. Mark Schneier will have guests on that will discuss many important topics, including the state of the world today. However, much of the show will be dedicated to the writings of Edward Albert Meyer. Let me read a short passage from one of his writings. Love is the highest principle of creation, and through it, everything exists in absolute logic. All of nature in its indescribable splendor is nothing but the love of creation, which is expressed visibly. The love of creation is everywhere, because without it, nothing at all would be able to exist. Please join Mark on Ohio Exopolitics from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Studio A.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
message.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern, Studio A.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host. Welcome to Revolution Radio, where you, the listeners, are in charge. Here at Revolution Radio, we present 48 broadcast hours
of news and information each and every day. Revolution Radio never sleeps. Revolution Radio is worldwide and borderless information. Revolution Radio is also commercial free. Revolution Radio is supported 100% by you, the listeners. And that's why we appeal to you to donate and support this station and its expenses. You can support us in many available options like archive subscriptions, our seed pack selections, or even my woodworking store. And we also even have Revolution Radio's swag at the Revolution Radio Zazzle store, in which you can get t-shirts, coffee cups, even a baby onesie. Or you can just plain donate to the cause. We cannot continue without your support, and your support is what helps pay the bills. So please, if you wish us to continue, please stop by our station support page and drop a dime on us. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Data safe? Do you have the necessary information to assist you in confidently living through just about any survival situation? Is survival and gardening, off-grid living, medical knowledge, or even natural or man-made EMPs on your list of personal concerns? Do you have your documents and your personal information in a safe place in your hands where you know where it is? Well, check out our preloaded EMP-proof thumb drive. Over 3 gigs of survival documents and how-tos, plus the USDA offline food preservation website, and much, much more, including a surprise bonus we just can't tell you about here. With plenty of room left over to store your most important documents. Imagine if a megavirus or a computer failure took out your bank or all